Good morning. Welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
I understand we're getting into some family meal month type of action, and I love to get the family involved in some meals.
Yes, it is. I know juggling many of those responsibilities and schedules and activities can definitely make it challenging to find some time to eat together as a family. The research, however, shows, though, that it's definitely worth that effort. Research also shows that children and teens who have frequent family dinners together are at a lower risk for substance abuse and less likely to use drugs or alcohol. They're also likely to get better grades in school. And additionally, from a nutritional standpoint, children who eat regular meals with their families are typically more likely to eat more fruits and vegetables as well. So the ultimate purpose of family meals is not just to eat, but to eat together, to talk, listen, and share. So make sure it's also important to remember to turn off those screens, phones, and TVs, and really focus on relationships. Eating dinner together as a family can help build stronger trust as both kids and adults talk about their day. And when parents are listening, children know they can turn to them for more difficult conversations down the road as well. Those conversations and interactions go hand in hand with family dinners, can not only help parents learn about their kids' lives, but also help them to better understand the challenges that they may be facing as well. So some conversation starters you might think about the conversation started around the dinner table. Maybe what is the best and worst thing that happened today, or what is one of the favorite things you learned today, or maybe even it's the what is the funniest or strangest thing that happened to you today. Some of those open-ended questions. Those conversation starters could also be around fun topics, simply to get the conversation going so that family members are interacting and engaging with each other. So as I mentioned earlier, the month of September is National Family Meals Month and serves as a great reminder of the benefits that come from both children and families as they eat together. And whether those benefits are nutritional, social, or emotional, it's definitely worth that effort to make it happen and sit down together and enjoy a meal together. So whether it's that meal is at breakfast or in the evening, definitely invite you this month to make the effort and sit down together and enjoy time together around the dinner table.
Love that. It's always good to get the family involved in dinner.
Absolutely.
Well, coming up tomorrow at 6:40, Meridian Extension District Director, Agriculture, Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.